各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是2023年的第一个主日。
Today is the first day of, first Sunday of year 2023.
也是我们生命河的第一次的联合主日崇拜。
It's the first combined meeting of this year.
在这个第一个主日第一个联合崇拜里面，你来到教会来敬拜赞美我们的神。
In this first Sunday, first combined service of this church, you're here with us.
神必要大大的祝福你，阿们。
And I believe that God will bless you greatly. Amen.
我们再一次欢迎我们 New Wave 还有我们的青少年，跟我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的神。
Let's once again welcome our New Wave and our youth congregation among us.
告诉旁边人说，我们都是一家人。
Tell the one next to you, we are a family.
新年我们总是有新的愿望和新的梦想。
In the new year, we usually have new year resolution or new dreams.
在这里祝福大家新年非常快乐，梦想成真。
Here we want to wish you that you have a happy new year and your dream would come true.
我不知道你对2023年你的愿望、你的梦想是什么。
I don't know what your dream is for this year.
可能对年轻人希望能够有男朋友、女朋友。
Maybe for the singers, they want to have companion, boyfriend, girlfriend.
或者将来成为有影响力、成为成功的人。
Or maybe to be an influential and successful person.
壮年人或者中年人希望事业能够飞黄腾达。
The middle-aged one probably wish that your career would go well.
婚姻家庭幸福美满。
That your family would be all in happy.
老年人呢，希望能够身体健康、出入平安。
The elderly probably want good health and peace.
许多人为了能够实现他们的愿望和梦想。
A lot of people, in order to achieve their dreams,
特别是想成为有影响力成功的人
particularly those who want to be successful,
他们都会尝试去模仿那些成功和有影响力的人
They will usually want to imitate those who are already successful.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十一章第一节告诉我们
So Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1,
你们应该效法我，好像我效法基督一样
That imitate me as I imitate Christ.
你们效法我好像我效法基督一样。
He says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ."
有位年轻传道人曾传道，他向一位老牧师学祷告。
There was a young pastor, Pastor Chen, trying to learn how to pray from a seasoned pastor.
因为这个老牧师的祷告很有能力。
Because this seasoned pastor prayed powerfully.
所以老牧师祷告一句，他就学一句。
So, however, the seasoned pastor prayed, the young pastor would learn.
所以陈传道就如法炮制。
So he copied everything.
但是这个老牧师有一个习惯。
But this seasoned pastor has a habit.
每次讲完一句话之后
Every time he prayed a sentence,
他会先吸一口气，再讲下一句。
He would like take a deep breath.
然后陈传道也跟着如此的学习。
So Pastor Chen also copied this.
当他回到自己教会的时候，他就照着老牧师所做的来去做。
So when he went back to his own church, he prayed like how the seasoned pastor.
哪一天老牧师看到陈传道在祷告的时候。
So one day, this seasoned pastor saw this young pastor, Pastor Chen praying.
看到这陈传道祷告一句以后，就深呼吸，才讲下一句。
Seeing this Pastor Chen always take a deep breath after each sentence.
他就问他说：“你为什么这样做呢？”
He asked him, "Why did you do this?"
哦，陈传道回答说：“我是学你的呀。”
Pastor Chen said, "I learned it from you."
然后对老牧师说
：“This seasoned pastor said,
我满口都是假牙。
Because I have denture in my mouth.
如果不吸一口气的话。”
Okay.If I don't take a deep breath,
我的假牙都掉下来啊
All my denture will fall off.
告诉旁边人说，要效法基督。
Tell the one next to you, imitate Christ.
是的，无论你新年的愿望、梦想是什么
，Regardless what your New Year resolution or dreams are,
我鼓励你，你要效法基督，加在你的梦想和你的愿望里面。
I encourage you to add this imitate Christ onto your list.
因为我们的主，我们的神是做新事的神。
Because our Lord and God is God who do new things.
我相信在2023年他也要为你做新事。
I believe in this new year 2023, he will do new things.
因此在新年开始的时候，我想跟他分享一节我非常喜欢的经文。
So in this new year, I want to share a passage that I love dearly.
就是以赛亚书第43章18节到19节。
Which is Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19.
这里耶和华如此说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。
Here it says, "Forget the former things; do not dwell on the past."
那第十九节说
，And verse 19 says,
看啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
See, I'm doing a new thing; now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
首先，先知提醒我们要经历神所做的新事。
First, the prophet reminds us to, in order to experience God's new thing,
首先我们必须要忘记过去。
We need to first forget the former things.
不要住在过去美好的时光里面。
Do not dwell in the wonderful moment of the past.
我不知道昨天晚上你有没有去看烟花，不知道还有没有烟花，因为整天下雨。
I don't know if you went for the firework or even there's firework or not because of the rain.
所以2022年已经过去了。
But you need to know this, 2022 has passed.
So, 你要忘记2022年的挫折失败。
So you need to forget and let go of all the past and all the failures and setbacks.
甚至伤心的往事和悲痛。
And even the pains and sufferings.
包括你的成功。
Even your successes.
因为你不忘记了，会拦住你向前面看。
Because unless you let go of those would that cause you to refrain from looking forward.
老先知说，看啊，我要做一件新事。
The prophet say, see, God say, see, I'm doing a new things.
神说，我要做一件新事。
God say, I'm doing a new thing.
所以当你忘记过去，你才能够注意，才能够看神要为你做的新事。
Therefore, until you forget the former things, you can focus and look at the new things.
什么是新事呢？
What are the new things?
新事你从来没有看过的事。
New things are things that you have not yet seen.
你从来没有经历过的事。
Things that you have not yet experienced.
这个完全新的经历，新的事情，神要为你预备。
It's a new experience and new things that God has prepared for you.
但是如果要预备来看神做新事的话，
But if you want to see God's new things,
我们必须要做出一些的改变。
We need to make some changes.
所以今年我们教会的主题，刚才林牧师讲过了。
So Pastor Tong has just told us our New Year theme.
大家一起讲一遍来，迎向改变，经历突破。
Embrace change and experience breakthrough.
迎向改变，我们才能够经历突破。
We have to embrace change so that we can experience breakthrough.
上个礼拜早上我去走山路的时候，
last week when I went on hiking,
我就看到路边有一个很有趣的牌子。
I saw a plate, very interesting.
这个牌子所写的字刚好跟我们的主题很相似。
What's written on the plate really fit into our theme?
来一起看一看。
Let's take a look.
一起来读一次来。
Let's read it.
Nothing is forever except change. 没有一件事情是永远的，除了改变。
Nothing is forever except change.
真的是没有一件事情是永远的，除了改变。
Really, nothing is forever except change.
我们看到环境在改变。
We see our environments are changing.
国家在改变。
Our nations are changing.
人是在改变。
Our people are changing.
所以如果我们要经历新事的话，
If we were to experience new things,
我们必须要做出一些的改变。
We need to make some changes.
我非常喜欢有一句话是这样说的。
I like how this phrase.
如果你要经历你从未经历过的事，你必须要做你从未做过的事。
If you want to experience things that you have never experienced, you need to do the things that you have not done.
我再讲一遍，如果你要经历你从未经历过的事，你要开始做你从未做过的事。
If you want to experience the thing that you have not experienced, you need to do the things that you have not done.
换句话说，就是要改变。
In other words, you need to change.
所以今天跟大家分享新的改变跟新的突破。
So today I want to share with you new change, new breakthrough.
要从三方面来看，我们要做出什么的改变呢？
From three areas, I want to share with you how we should change.
第一，你的心要改变。
First, your heart need to change.
第二，你的行动要改变。
Second, your action need to change.
第三，你的态度要改变。
Third, your attitude need to change.
改变必须要先从你的心开始。
Change need to begin with your heart.
所以2023年，
So in this new year,
欢迎大家一起将心归给我们的主。
I want to encourage you to give your heart to the Lord.
一起来讲一遍，来，将心归给主，期待神为你做新事。
Let's say together, give your heart to the Lord, expect He will do new things.
是的，在新年的开始，要将我们的心再次归给我们的主。
Yes, in the beginning of this new year, we need to give our hearts to the Lord.
可能2022年，有些人把他的心完全放在他的工作和事业上。
Maybe some of us set our hearts on our career in the past year.
以致使他忽略他的家庭，忽略他的孩子。
To a point we neglect our family, our marriage, our children.
大家都叫他工作狂。
Everyone call him workaholic.
今年你要把你的心归给主。
This year you need to give your heart to the Lord.
或许2022年你把你的心放在追求世上的东西。
Maybe in the year 2022, you set your heart on the worldly things.
以致你爱主的心渐渐的冷淡。
To a point your love towards the Lord has grown cold.
2023年欢迎你，鼓励你重新把你的心归给主。
In this year, we want to encourage you to give your heart to the Lord.
因为主应许我们说，当我们先求神的国和神的义的时候，这些东西都要怎么样？ 加给你了。
Because the Lord promised us that when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all this will be added unto us.
或者是你已经有的要加给你啊。
In other words, what you already have, more will be added.
当你的心摆正的时候
，When you set your heart right,
正确的事情就会发生在你的身上。
The right things will happen in your life.
那你说一切的改变为什么要从心开始呢？
Now, you may ask, why all changes start with heart?
圣经里面最有智慧的人就是所罗门王。
In the Bible, the most people with the most wisdom, King Solomon.
他在箴言书4:23告诉我们。
In Proverbs 4:23 says so.
他说你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效由心发出。
And he says, above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it.
换句话说，他说你要尽你所能的来好好的保守你这个心。
In other words, he says, with all your might, you need to guard your heart.
不要让任何的人、任何的事夺去你的心。
Do not allow anything to take your heart away.
为什么那么重要呢？
Why is this so important?
他说你一生的果效，在原文里面说，一生里面的泉源啊，你所做的一切都是由你这个心所发出来的。
Because in the original words, it uses a phrase of spring. It says like a spring, everything you do flow from it.
换句话说，当你有一个正确的心的时候
，In other words, when you have the right heart,
哦，你的生活、你的生命就会走在正确的道路上。
Your life will be on the right path.
当你的心不正确的时候
，When your heart is at the wrong place,
你就会走偏的路、走离的路。
You would have gone astray.
所以这是为什么你要来保守你的心。
That's why you need to guard your heart.
首先，为什么要来将你的心归给我们的主？
And this is why you need to give your heart to the Lord.
叫我们才能够期待神在新年里面为你为我做新事。Amen.
So that we can expect God to do new things for you and for me.
圣经里面有一个人非常有趣。
In the Bible, there's an interesting figure.
他是把心放在错误的对象上。
He set his heart on the wrong place.
所以表面上看起来他是非常成功的人。
So on the surface, he is a successful person.
但是因为他的心没有摆正。
But because his heart is not right.
因此他虽然拥有一切，但是心灵深处乃是非常的空虚。
So although he has everything, but he's empty on the inside.
圣经还把他的故事记载下来，好让帮助我们提醒我们。
Bible recorded his story in order to remind us.
看看他是谁。
Let's look at him.
在路加福音第19章，我们先看2-4节。
In Luke chapter 19, verse 2-4.
有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。
Here it says, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus.He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
第三节说他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd.
第四节说就跑到前头，爬上山树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
So he ran ahead and climbed a fig tree to see him because Jesus was coming that way.
我们看到这一位撒该是一个非常成功的一个人。
We see this Zacchaeus was a successful person.
他可能过去花了很多的心机，很多的心血，就把他的心完全投资在他要追求的金钱和地位。
He probably spent all his effort on the things that he deemed important, wealth and position.
所以他真的是成了税吏长，成为一个很有钱的一个财主。
And indeed, he was successful. He became a chief tax collector and a wealthy person.
他说成为一个有权有势的一个人。
Someone with good position and have a lot of resources.
但是我想，因为他在追求这些成功名利的过程当中
，and I think throughout his quest of seeking to be successful,
得罪了很多人。
He probably offended a lot of people.
因此，他连一个朋友都没有。
Therefore, he has no friend.
在他心灵深处感觉到有一个空洞。
The deep down in his heart, he probably felt emptiness.
虽然他拥有大家所梦寐以求的东西
，although he has everything that many people dream of,
他的心中里面仍然有一个空虚。
He has an emptiness on the inside.
他想做出一些改变。
He wanted change.
听说耶稣要经过他的城市。
He heard that Jesus was coming through.
他就想看耶稣。
He wanted to see Jesus.
但是因为他没朋友
，because he had no friend.
早就拥挤的人在等待耶稣经过。
And there were already crowd gathering, waiting for Jesus.
没有人给他任何的位置。
Nobody would help
him save a spot. 他只好爬上山树。
To a point, he needed to climb up a fig tree.
你可以想象多么尴尬的情景吗
？Think about this. How embarrassing this is.
这位税吏长啊 ，IRS 的 director 税吏长啊。
This a chief tax collector, sort of like IRS director.
穿着华丽的衣服、西装领带，爬上山树。
Probably in his wonderful clothes and in suit and tie, you know, trying to climb up a fig tree.
因为他没有朋友。
Because he has no friends.
虽然他是有权有势的人。
Though he is powerful and have resources.
但竟然没有一个人愿意让位置给他。
No one would willingly give him a seat or a spot.
他就爬到山树上要看耶稣。
He had to climb up a fig tree.
到底他有没有看到耶稣呢？
Did he see Jesus?
我们来看看第五节到第七节。
Let's see our verse 5 to 7.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。”
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay at your house today."
然后第六节说，他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
然后第七节说，众人看见就私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。
Then in verse 7, all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of the sinner."
是他要来看耶稣。
Is it him, Zacchaeus, wanting to see Jesus?
想尽办法看耶稣，希望他能够有所改变。
Put into all the effort trying to see Jesus, hoping that there will be some change.
没有想到是耶稣先看到了他。
But little did he know it was Jesus that first saw him.
而且还指名道姓的叫他撒该，你快下来。
And even call him by name, Zacchaeus, come down.
我今天必住在你家里。
Today I must stay at your house.
相信他一定跌破眼镜。
I believe he did this is out of expectation.
可能从树上滚下来。
Probably fell down from the tree even.
这位耶稣竟然知道我的名字。
This Jesus know my name?
你知道撒该的名字什么意思吗？
Do you know what Zacchaeus mean?
在希伯来文里面的意思就是干净或者是纯正纯洁。
In Hebrew, Zacchaeus actually means pure or clean.
但是他的生活，他的生命一点跟他的名字不相称。
But his life is obviously not in that mode.
不干净，不纯正。
Unclean, not pure.
是大家公认的一个罪人。
It's what people perceive him as a sinner.
但是耶稣却说：“撒该，今天我必住在你家里。”
But Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house."
你有没有好奇说，为什么耶稣偏偏要住在他的家呢？
Did you wonder why Jesus must stay at Zacchaeus' house?
在这么多的人群当中，为什么耶稣基督偏偏看中撒该这个人呢？
Out of so many people in the crowd, why would Jesus handpick almost Zacchaeus?
我想来想去，可能只有两个原因。
And I can only think of two reasons.
一个，撒该他真的想看耶稣。
First, Zacchaeus really want to see Jesus.
所以他爬上杉树要看耶稣。
So he got on the fig tree.
然后第二
，Second.
耶稣爱罪人，耶稣爱撒该。
Because Jesus loves sinners, he loves Zacchaeus.
所以他说：“我今天要住在你家里。”
So he said, "Today I must stay at your house."
而且还指名道姓的是撒该，就是你，你快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
And even identify him by name, Zacchaeus, come down.
不管旁边的人怎么说，怎么议论。
Regardless of what other people say or think.
圣经说他欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Bible says that Zacchaeus gladly welcomed Jesus.
换句话，重新把他的心再次归给耶稣。
In other words, he gave his heart to Jesus.
当他接待耶稣之后
after hosting Jesus,
他的心归给耶稣之后
after he gave his heart to Jesus,
我们看到他的生命完全不再一样。
We see that his life changed.
我们看第八节到第十节。
Let's look at verse 8 to 10.
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
站着对主说的意思呢，就是非常坚定、非常坚决的决心。
Stood up and said, really, is to express that determination.
而且神真的是改变了他的人生观。
And God really changed his idea towards life.
他称呼耶稣为主啊。
He addressed Jesus as Lord.
过去他以自己为他生命的中心。
In the past, he perceived himself as the center of life.
过去他以就是自己所要追求的自以为是。
He was self-centered. He perceived what he needs as the most important.
现在他将他的心归给主了。
Now he gave his heart to Jesus.
他说：“主啊。”
He said, "Lord."
我将我所一半的归给穷人，分给穷人。
I give half of my possession to the poor.
我们看到他价值观的改变。
We see a change in his value system.
过去他肯定是一个守财奴、视财如命的一个人。
In the past, he's probably a stingy person.
然后广东话有一句话说，就是发钱好呢，就是发钱狠。
So he's really stingy, but someone that really loves money.
现在呢， 当他的心归给耶稣之后，
Now after he gave his heart to Jesus，
这个金钱不再是他生命的中心。
Money is no longer at the centralmost place in his life。
从一个发青红的人开始发钱给穷人了。
So he go from being someone who loved his money to someone who is willing to part with his
money。你可以想象吗？将一半的他一半所有的分给穷人。
You know, he gave half of his possession to the poor。
肯定是耶稣基督完全改变了他的心。
It must because Jesus changed his heart。
完全改变了他的价值。
Jesus changed his value system。
因为他把他的心交给了耶稣。
Because he gave his heart to Jesus。
第九节，耶稣会如此说。
So verse 9, Jesus said，
今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house。
因为他也是神的儿女。然后第十节。
Because this man too is a son of Abraham。
非常宝贵的耶稣说，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
And very precious in verse 10 it says, for the son of man came to seek and to save the lost。
请问谁是世上的人呢？
Who are the lost？
我想世上的人就是把心放在错误的对象上的人。
Those the lost are lost because they place their heart in the wrong place。
世上的人就把心放在错的地方的人。
The lost are people who place their heart in the wrong place。
这好像过去撒该一样。
Just like how Zacchaeus is。
耶稣说，我来就是要来改变人的心。
Therefore Jesus said, I come to change heart。
耶稣是改变人心的专家。
Jesus is an expert at changing heart。
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你愿意把心重新归给主的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when you are willing to give your heart to Jesus，
他要彻底地改变你的生命。
He want to change your life。
当你的生命被改变以后，
When life is changed,
你的婚姻、你的家庭、你的人际关系要因此而改变。
Your marriage, your family, your relationship will be changed as well.
你的工作、你的服事将不再一样。
Your career and your ministry will be different.
当你把心重新归给主的时候，
When you give your heart to Jesus,
你就是先求神的国和神的义。
You are seeking His kingdom and His righteousness.
然后主说，这些东西，你所追求、你所想要的东西，不但给你，而要加给你了。
And this thing not only will be given to you, they will be added to you.
首先我们要把心重新要改变，归给我们的主。
So first, we need to change our heart, which is give our hearts to the Lord.
接下来我们不但心改变，改变以后我们要有行动来表示。
Second, we need to express this change in our action.
这是第二个我们行动上的改变。
Therefore, second,
就我们改变什么呢？就是扩张你信心的行动，神迹就在你眼前。
Which is to enlarge your faith in action, a miracle is before you.
是扩张你信心的行动。
Is to enlarge your faith in action.
在雅各书很清楚告诉我们。
That James told us clearly.
信心没有行为是死的。
That faith without action is dead.
换句话说，没有行为的信心是没有用的。
In other words, a faith without action is useless.
换句话，我们的信心不要只停留在头脑知识上而已。
In other words, our faith cannot just stop.
当你有信心的时候，你必须要付诸于行动。
When you have faith, you need to act upon it.
而且要有实际的行动。
And practical action.
所以第希伯来书第十一章第六节告诉我们。
So Hebrews 11:6 says this.
他说：“人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐。”那寻求他的人。
And here he says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
换句话说，我们想要荣耀神、讨神的喜悦，就必须要有信心。
In other words, if we were to please God and glorify him, we need to have faith.
然后首先你要相信有神。
First, we need to believe that there's a God.
这只是一个起步，只是个第一步。
That is only the beginning point.
我想这可能只是头脑上知识上知道说有神。
This is probably an acknowledgement that there is a God.
然后进一步要信心加上行动，什么行动呢？
But next, you need to add on action. What kind of action?
你要来寻求他。
You need to seek him.
因为这里说他必赏赐那寻求他的人。
And here it says that he will reward those who earnestly seek him.
这里信心加上行动，你要得着神要给你的赏赐。
So faith plus action.Equal to being rewarded.
圣经里面有一位，可以说一个绝望的一个女人，她如何经历了信心加上行为所带来的神迹。
In the Bible, there's a woman that experienced that faith, together with action, bring forth a miracle.
我们看看马可福音第五章二十五节跟二十六节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5, verse 25-26.
这里说有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。
Here it says, and a woman was there who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years.
然后26节讲到她的状况。
And verse 26,
有些在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见得好，病势反倒更重了。
And she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
这里讲到一个非常可怜的女人。
So here it's talking about a pitiful woman.
她不但只是一个月流一次血。
She's not just bleeding once a month.
她流了十二年的血啊。
She bled for 12 years.
而且这十二年的血真的是花尽了她所有的。
And because of this issue of blood, she spent all she had.
肯定寻找名医。
Seeking out all the doctors.
从 Stanford 到 Mayo Clinic.
Maybe from Stanford to Mayo.
甚至说花尽她所有的财富。
Spent all she had.
不但没有好。
Didn't get any better.
反而情况更加的严重。
In fact, she got worse.
可以说是她落入到一种完全绝望的情况。
In other words, she's in a total, desperate, devastated.
我真的不希望我们当中有任何人有这样的经历。
I really do not wish that anyone among us has this experience.
但是我们要学习这位女人她信心行动的榜样。
But we need to learn from her example.
我们看看二十七节到二十九节。
Let's look at verse 27 and 29.
她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳。
When she heard about Jesus, she came up from behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes.
然后二十八节说，意思说我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
然后二十九节，于是他血肉的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
这里首先说他听见耶稣的事。
First, here it says she heard about Jesus.
他听见耶稣医病赶鬼的事。
He heard about Jesus healing and casting out.
如何叫瘸腿的行走，麻风病得医病，得医治。
To make the lame walk and to heal the leprosy.
因此他的信心就增加了。
Therefore, her faith increased.
这才可能只是他头脑上的知识而已。
But these are knowledge in her brain.
但是他将这样的一个知识化于这样的一个行动。
But she turned such knowledge into practical action.
而且非常大胆的行动。
And in fact, a daring action.
他看到耶稣来的时候
When she saw Jesus coming,
他竟然砸在人群当中
she mixed herself in the midst of the
crowd, 摸耶稣的衣裳
and to touch his clothes.
你可否知道在第一世纪的时候
Do you know that in the first century,
血肉是属于按照 犹太人的律法是属于不洁净的
Any form of discharge is actually considered unclean.
所以他必须居家隔离像我们 COVID 居家隔离五天而已
So she had to quarantine herself, but unlike when we got COVID, quarantine ourselves for 5 days.
她这里十二年的血肉，她要居家隔离十二年了。
For her to have 12 years of the issue of blood, that means she had been quarantining herself for 12 years.
而且她不能够碰别人，别人不能碰她，一碰到他人都是也是称为不洁净。
She cannot come into contact with anyone or anything because anyone who has touched her would have been considered unclean as well.
但她里面的信心的行动驱使她做出一个真的不可思议的行动。
But the faith within her caused her to have such a daring and almost unimaginable action.
非常大胆甚至于冒险的行动。
It's bold and it's risky.
她砸在人群当中。
She mixed herself in the midst of the crowd.
肯定她就是撞来撞去肯定动了很多很多人大家都成为不洁净的人。
And in that process, she probably come into contact with different folks, causing them all to be unclean.
她竟然也摸了耶稣基督的衣裳。
And she even touched Jesus' clothes.
没想到她这一摸。
And little did she know when she touched.
她这个信心行动的一摸。
This touch of faith.
神迹就发生在她身上。
Miracles happen.
圣经说她血肉的源头根源就立刻干了。
Bible said that the source or the root of her bleeding stopped.
她身上的灾病都完全去掉了。
Her diseases is now gone.
你可以想象吗？患了十二年的病啊。
Can you imagine in sick for 12 years?
肯定早已经不知道健康是什么味道。
Probably already forgot how healthy feel like.
血肉已经成为她生活的一部分。
Bleeding has become something consistent with her life.
十二年的今天，忽然间感觉到血肉的源头竟然干了。
12 years later, suddenly feel that no more bleeding.
哇，成为一个完全新的一个人，不再不洁净了。
Becoming like a new person because now she's no longer unclean.
你没有想过这么多人拥挤耶稣
？Have you thought of this? So many people surrounding Jesus.
肯定很多人摸耶稣，甚至抓耶稣。
Probably people touch Jesus or come into contact with Jesus.
但是他们可能没得医治。
But none of them.
也没有任何特别的事情发生在他们身上。
Nothing special happened upon them.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们只是看热闹的。
Because they were there for the sake of being there.
有些人来看耶稣就看热闹的。
Some people were there in order just to join the party almost.
希望你来教会不是看热闹的。
I'm hoping you're here not just for the party.
但是为什么这个女人的一触摸
？But why when this woman touched him?
神迹就发生了。
Miracles happen.
在路加福音、马太福音也有记载同样的事情。
In the Gospel of Matthew and Gospel of Luke record the same thing.
特别是路加医生在第八章里面告诉我们说，当他一触摸耶稣的时候
，Luke chapter 8 says that when she touched Jesus,
耶稣觉得身上有能力从他身上出去。
Jesus felt a power went out from his body.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个妇人的触摸是不一样的触摸。
Because when this woman touched him, it was a different kind of touch.
是一个大有信心的触摸。
It's a touch of faith.
她说：“我只要摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。”
But she says that if I touch his clothes, I will be healed.
这是扩张她信心行动的一个表现。
This is an expression of how she extend her faith in action.
耶稣也是如此的称赞她。
And Jesus even compliment her on that.
你看看第五章三十四节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 34.
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你了，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
你的信救了你了。
Your faith has saved you.
他这个是大有信心加上大胆行动的信心，使他得医治了。
She is full of faith and she acts in faith. That's how she got healed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹 ,2023 年你想经历神迹吗
?Dear brothers and sisters, in year 2023, do you want to experience a miracle?
你想让你的愿望梦想成真吗
?Do you want your wish to come true?
你相信有神
?You need to believe in God?
你是否相信神赏赐那寻求他的人呢
?But do you also believe that he will reward those who seek him?
如果你相信你必须付出行动
,If you believe you need to pay the price of action,
大胆地走出去
,act,Boldly,
做一些你从以前从来没做过的事情
do the things that you have not done,
你才会经历你从来没有经历的医治突破和复兴
so that you can experience the healing, the breakthrough and the revival that you have never experienced before
因为如果你要经历你从未经历过的事情你必须要做你从未做过的事情
because if you want to experience what you have not experienced you need to do the things that you have not done
所以鼓励你2023年要扩张你信心的行为行动
So I encourage you in year 2023, you need to enlarge your faith.
因为神迹就在你眼前。
Because miracles is in front of you.
Amen.
Amen.
然后最后，我们的态度要改变。
And thirdly, our attitude need to change.
可能过去我们觉得我们经验丰富。
And maybe we think that we are experienced, well seasoned.
我们生活在最先进的美国科技最尖端的矽谷。
You know, we're living in.America, you know, in Silicon Valley, where all the tech, the center of the world.
我们都是聪明绝顶的人。
We are all smart.
我们的资源也充足。
We are very resourceful.
我们可以靠我们自己解决任何的问题。
To solve every problem.
但是我相信这两年半，快近三年的这个疫情，这个 COVID.
But I believe the past 3 years of this pandemic situation.
让我们发觉到说，我们所拥有的一切，其实不能够真正的帮助我们。
Have helped us to come to a realization that what we have cannot truly help us.
真的不能够帮助我们解决这个最小连眼睛都看不到的这个新冠的病毒。
Cannot even help us to resolve that this virus that is so small that you cannot see with.
因此，在2023年，我们的态度要改变。
So in year 2023, our attitude need to change.
不要再依靠我们自己的经验，只要依靠我们自己的资源或者财富。
Do no longer depends on your experience or your wealth.
我们要依靠圣灵的大能。
You need to depend on the power of the
Spirit. 依靠圣灵的大能，你必领受突破的恩典。Amen.
Depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, you will receive a breakthrough.
你要依靠圣灵的大能，你才能够经历突破的恩典，恩膏临到你身上。
Depends on the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you will receive this grace and anointing of breakthrough.
我们非常熟悉的经文，撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
And a familiar passage, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
我们中文的先一起来读一遍，然后请英文的一起来读一遍啊，来一起来。万军之耶和华说：“不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。”
English speaker, read with me. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
什么是势力？什么是才能呢
？What is might? What is power?
就是你自己所拥有的嘛。
are those that you have.
就是你的才华或者你的能力。
Your talent, your capability.
可能可以帮助你做一些事情。
They can help you to accomplish something.
但是这些都会用尽的。
But this, they will come to a point.
所以先知告诉我们说，我们要来依靠万军之耶和华的能力，才能够行事。
Therefore, the prophet said, it's not by might, not by power, but by the power of the Spirit.
圣经里面有一个耶稣基督的门徒，他过去就是依靠他自己的势力和才能。
In the Bible, there's a disciple of Jesus who used to depend on his own.
结果经历了很大很大的挫折。
And then he suffered a great failure.
他从这个过程当中学了一个宝贵的功课。
From this failure, he learned an important valuable lesson.
也可以是非常痛苦的经历。
You can say this is a painful experience.
这个人就是彼得。
And he is Peter.
记得吗？有一次，当耶稣基督和十一个门徒一起享用最后晚餐。
Remember after the Last Supper,
享用晚餐之后。
After the Last Supper,
耶稣对他们说
Jesus said to them,
今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
Tonight, because of me, all of you will fall away.
耶稣讲得很清楚，今夜为我的缘故你们都要跌倒。
Jesus was clear, said, tonight, for my sake, all of you will fall away.
什么叫都要跌倒啊？
What does it mean, all of you?
或者十一个门徒每一个都要跌倒。
Meaning all 11 that were with him at that time, they would all fall away.
你想这个彼得，口气很大的彼得。
And Peter, who was proud.
再一次靠着自己的血气，靠着自己的本事。
Relying on his own ability and flesh.
理直气壮的对耶稣说什么呢？
And really come back and respond to Jesus.
在马太福音26:33。
In Matthew chapter 26,
彼得说：“众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却怎么样，永不跌倒。”
And Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will."
耶稣说：“今天为我的缘故，你们都要跌倒。”
Jesus said, "Tonight, for my sake, all of you will fall away."
他竟然挑战耶稣基督的话。
It's like him challenging Jesus.
众人今天要为你跌倒。
All of them will fall away.
但是我呢，彼得，哈哈，我永不跌倒。
I, Peter, will never fall.
Never say never again.
So, 永远不要说永远。
我永不跌倒。
I will never fall away.
我真的佩服耶稣。
And I really admire Jesus.
真的是很久忍耐的耶稣。
He's a long-suffering.
换是我们的话，打两巴掌。
If we were Jesus, we would have slapped Peter.
我不是跟你说你们都要跌倒了吗？
I just told you all of you will fall.
你是谁说你永不跌倒？
And who are you to think that you never will fall?
耶稣还是非常的很久忍耐。
But Jesus, in his long suffering, patience and kindness.
然后接下来还很善意的来警告彼得。
And even give Peter a warning.
耶稣在34节说：“耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。”
And truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, "This very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
你想，如果你是彼得的话，就乖乖了。
Now, if you were Peter at this time, you would have shot, right?
啊，是的，对不起，刚才主，我真的是有点自夸。
Sorry, I misspoke. I was boasting.
你说的很对，我们都会跌倒。
You are right. We will fall away.
这个不识趣的彼得
，But this Peter,
不但没有把耶稣的话听进去，
Apparently he didn't get what Jesus was
saying. 哇，他更自大，更自夸，凭着自己的血气再一次夸口。
Now, boasting even more, saying,
你看看他说什么呢？彼得还说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不认你。众门徒都是这样说，因为彼得是做头的嘛。
But then Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And because he's a leader, all the other disciples repeat after him, say the same.
耶稣第二次跟他说，鸡叫之前你要三次不认我了。
Jesus said to them, before the rooster crows, you're going to disown me.
他还不乖乖谦卑下来。
And he doesn't even humble himself.
还非常自大说，我就算与你同死，我也总不认你。
And even he declared, saying, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
没想到几个小时之后。
Well, a few hours later,
不是在官长面前，而是在一个使女的面前，彼得三次不认耶稣。
Not even in front of like officer, he's actually in front of a maid servant. He disowned Jesus three times.
而且在第三次的时候还咒诅咒骂。
And even at the third time, he like make a vow saying he doesn't know Jesus.
所以当耶稣基督转头看他的时候
，Therefore, when Jesus turned around and looked at him.
彼得跑出去痛哭。
Peter went out and cry and wept.
他知道他自己失败，而且失败的非常非常的凄惨。
He knew he fell and he fell miserably.
因为他靠自己的势力，靠自己的才能。
Because he was depending on himself.
以为他自己能够站立得住。
Thinking that he could stand.
众人都会不认你，但是我彼得，就算与你同死，也不会不认你。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
彼得学习了一个非常痛苦的一个功课。
Peter learned a lesson, though painfully.
从此以后，他不再靠自己，不再靠自己的势力和才能。
From then onwards, he knew not to rely on his might and his power.
三十年之后，当他写彼得前后书的时候
，About 30 years later, when he wrote First and Second Peter,
他成为一个非常谦卑的人。
He became a humble person.
他说：“神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。”
He said that, God opposes those who are proud and give grace to those who are.
然后在彼得前书第五章第六节，这是彼得亲笔的话。
And in 1 Peter 5, 6, his own words.
所以他说你们要自卑伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你升高。
He says, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due times.
跟随耶稣基督的三年半时间里面，彼得一直想要升高。
You know, over the three years plus of following Jesus, he wanted to be lifted high.
要凭着自己的血气，靠着自己的势力才能想要做头。
Through his own power and might, he want to be the head.
但是他一败涂地。
But he fall and he fall miserably.
三十年后，当他写信给这些教会的时候
，30 years later, when he write to the church,
他说：“所以你们要自卑啊。”
He says, "Humble yourself."
你们要自己谦卑自己。
You need to humble yourself.
只有谦卑的人才能够依靠神的大能。
Because only those who are humble know how to depend on God's power.
只有谦卑的人才能够依靠圣灵的大能。
Only those who are humble know how to rely on the power of the Spirit.
骄傲的人不需要神。
Those who are proud think that they do not need God.
只有谦卑的人才需要神。
Only those who are humble would seek after God.
只有谦卑的人才说：“圣灵啊，我需要你。”
And only those who are humble would say, "Spirit, I need you."
然后彼得说：“时候到的时候呢，神必定叫你升高。”
And Peter said, "In due time, he will lift you up."
靠着圣灵的大能，方能成事。
That it is by His Spirit.
今年年底，我真的经历了靠着圣灵大能的这样一个经历。
And this, last year end, I actually experienced something. I had an experience of needing to rely on the power of the Spirit.
感恩节的时候，我跟小女儿一起去西班牙旅游。
So Thanksgiving, during the Thanksgiving, I went to Spain with my younger daughter.
那时候她其实刚刚得了新冠，刚刚好跟师母一起得了新冠。
Back then, she just recovered from COVID along with my wife.
我们一起去西班牙旅游一个礼拜。
So we went to Spain together for 1 week.
那回来以后，我就因为时差的缘故，晚上都睡不好觉。
After we come back for a few nights because of jet lag, I couldn't sleep well.
然后十二月二号星期五的时候，我就感觉到整身酸痛，全身无力。
Then on December 2nd, I'm feeling like my whole body is sore and I don't have any strength.
完全是感冒的症状。
Seems like a cold to me.
我就做了一个检测。
So I did a test.
很高兴看到只有一条线是阴性。
Really happy that it's negative.
没想到第二天礼拜六的时候还是整身酸痛，然后全身无力。
Then the next day on Saturday, still body sore, feeling no strength.
加上头剧痛。
And then I start having headache.
然后第二天是12月4号，我们小组长感恩聚餐。
Then on the day after is December 4th, the day that we our cell leaders are meeting together for dinner.
我真的想说，我晚上还可以去。
And I was thinking to myself that I probably can go.
我的小女儿蛮有智慧，她说：“爸爸，你要不要先做个检测？”
My younger daughter saying, "Dad, do you want to do a test?"
好，我就做个检测。
And I did a test another again.
一看。我的天，两条线啊
！And oh my goodness, two lines.
这两年多来，我做了无数次的检测，从来没有看过两条线。
So many tests over the past 2 years, never seen two lines.
而且这么清楚的两条线。
Now clearly two lines.
我老花眼都看得见。
Even with my eyesight, and I can see two lines.
看了又看，真的是两条线。
I look at it, and I look at it, still two lines.
好难过。
So sad.
筹备已久的小组长感恩聚餐我去不了。
We have been preparing for this, for this dinner appreciation for so long now.
为他们预备的美食大家都在享用。
They all are having good food.
我自己关在房间里面吃泡面。
I'm having instant noodle in my room.
就想到一个礼拜前教会的办公室的同工跟我说。
And then I thought of a week earlier, a coworker, in the church told me.
他说曾牧师你很厉害。
Said that, Pastor Chen, you are marvelous.
哦，你不打针。
You never had any vaccine.
然后也很少戴口罩。
And you seldom wear masks.
还到处乱跑。
and really go everywhere.
去瓜地马拉短宣，然后九月份去哈萨克短宣。
Now go to Kazakhstan, go to Guatemala for mission.
还去西班牙玩。
And now going to Spain for travel.
我就很谦卑的说，我说靠着主啊。
And then I was humble and saying, "Oh, it's all by God's grace."
我相信主的宝血大有能力。
I believe that the blood of Christ is powerful.
后来又加上了几句。
And then I added a few more sentences.
哦，我每个礼拜打一次羽毛球。
Oh, every week I play badminton once.
一个礼拜五天走山路。
You know, every week I go hiking 5 times.
然后呢，一个礼拜3次去健身房。
And go to gym 3 times.
礼拜六没开会的话，去骑脚踏车。
If there's no meeting on Saturdays, I would go on cycling.
可能有点自夸吧。
I think I was probably boasting at that.
结果一个礼拜以后就两条线了。
But a week later, I got 2 lines.
我还想说神啊，我要为你做见证。
I was like, God, I'm going to testify for you.
疫情快要过去了，2年半啊。
That the pandemic is passing for more than 2 years.
你的宝血大有能力。
That your blood is so powerful.
原来神要我经历他圣灵的大能，也是大有能力。
But actually, God was wanting, God wanted to teach me that His Spirit is powerful as well.
10月4号我得了 COVID， 然后，这个9号、10号我要主持一个葬礼跟追思礼拜。
So tested positive on December 4th, but on December 9th and 10th, I need to do a funeral and memorial service.
因为这位姐妹在她临走之前，她特别吩咐说要我为她主持这个葬礼和追思礼拜。
Because a sister, her dying wish was that I would officiate her burial and memorial service.
因为很多年前是我为他们主持婚礼的。
Because many years ago, I officiated her wedding.
所以5天之后，我就带着非常疲惫的身体，戴着口罩，开车到这个墓园去为她主持葬礼。
So five days later, you know, with still a tiring body, I drove to the graveyard to do the burial.
一边开车一边祷告，主啊，你要给我能力。我真的是这次我其他症状都没有，就是觉得整身无力。
And when I was driving, I keep on praying, Lord, give me strength, because this time I actually didn't have any symptom. The only problem is I feel strengthless, just no strength.
然后第二天主持追思礼拜，我要戴口罩就主持追思礼拜。
And the next day with a mask, you know, I was doing the memorial service.
那完了后继续祷告神啊，你要帮助我，因为第二天我还要讲2堂的道。
After that, I start praying, Lord, I need to preach the next day. You know, please strengthen.
因为12月4号我中了 COVID 以后，我就发短信给刘牧师说：“哎，我得了 COVID， 礼拜天还可以讲道吗
？”Because on December 4th, I texted Pastor Tong saying, "Hey, I got COVID now. Do I still preach on December?"
你知道这个超级乐观的刘牧师说：“没问题了，你可以了。
”You know, our most optimistic Pastor Tong saying, "No problem, you can preach."
想推都推不掉。
You know, I can't even reject. You know.
所以第二天早上，礼拜天早上来到教会，真的非常非常累。
So the next day, Sunday morning on church, I was really tired.
坐在那边一面祷告说：“神啊，你要给我力量，给我力量。”
I was there sitting there and praying, God, strengthen me, strengthen me.
感谢赞美主，讲完了第一堂以后
，Praise the Lord after the first session.
马上回到办公室，坐在那里休息。
Went back to my office, sit there.
然后回来讲第二堂。
Came back for a second service.
也是求主给我力量，主啊，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，主啊，依靠你的灵方能成事。
The Lord, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit.
所以第二堂也是充满神的同在，神的能力，讲完第二堂。
On the second service, I was able to preach the message.
可能很多弟兄姐妹不知道，7天前我刚刚得了 COVID.
I think many people didn't know at that time that I just tested positive 7 days.
就那时候身体非常疲倦。
I was very tired.
看不出来吧？你看这张相片。12月11号，我非常难忘的一个主日。
It's a very memorable Sunday.
带着疲惫的身体，不是靠着自己，靠着圣灵的大能，讲完2堂的信息。
With a tiring body, not by myself, but relying on the power of spirit, I preached 2 sermons.
还没有结束啊。
And not done yet.
下午2点还有22位弟兄姐妹要洗礼啊。
That day at 2 p.m. there were 20-something our brothers and sisters was going to be baptized.
我想我可不能够再站那么久，就请我们Norman传道帮助我主持这个洗礼。
I think I can no longer stand that long, so I asked Pastor Norman to help officiating the whole service.
12月11号主日下午回到家的时候已经是4点半了。
And that day after I got home, it was 4:30 in the afternoon.
说神啊，我说我一定要为你做这个见证。
I say, Lord, I want to make this testimony for you.
真的不是依靠我。
It's not by myself.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
It's not by my might, not by power.
这些我都没有。
I have neither.
但是依靠万军耶和华你的灵，方能成事。
But it's by the power of your spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
2023年你要经历神在你身上做的心事吗
Do you want to experience new things in year 2020?
你要经历神给你新的突破吗？
Do you want to experience a breakthrough?
首先一定要改变你的心。
First, you need to change your heart.
把你的心重新归给主。
To give your heart to the Lord.
然后你要改变你的行动。
Then you need to change your action.
大胆地为神给你的梦想、给你的愿望付诸于行动。
Really, extend your faith in action.
然后不要再靠自己了。
And do not depend on yourself.
依靠圣灵的大能。
Depend on the power of the Spirit.
你必会经历神给你突破的恩典。
So you will receive grace for breakthrough.
你必定经历神在2023年为你做的新事。
And you will experience new things that God has in store for you.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为主你是一直以来都是做新事的神。
Because you are a God who do new things.
你也是乐意为我们做新事。
And you are God who willing, delight in doing new things.
因此我们愿意做出一切的改变。
Therefore, we willing to make changes.
我也是要期待跟经历你在我们身上所做的新事。
And in expectation, we shall experience your new things.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We give thanks to you and we praise you.
将荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
一起齐力地唱着回应诗歌。
Let's rise.
炼净的火。
And sing this song.
我们渴望更多神的气息来吹进我，我们渴望更多神的圣灵，我等候你，求再来充满来充满我，
炼净的火，
炼净的火来燃烧我，赐我火热的心，神的圣灵降临此地，照你旨意，照你旨意。
There must be more than this.
There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait.
姐妹，这是2023年的第一天。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the first day of year 2023.
第一个主日，你来亲近主了。
First Sunday, you have come to draw close to God.
主要为你做一件新事。
God will do a new thing for you.
但是你必须要做出改变。
But you need to make some changes.
你的心要改变。
Your heart need to be changed.
你的行动要改变。
Your action need to be changed.
你的态度要改变。
Your attitude need to be changed.
你就必经历神在2023年为你做一件新事。
And you will experience the new thing that God has in store for you.
为你的婚姻家庭做新事。
New things for your marriage and family.
为你的工作、为你的服事做新事。
for your career and your ministry.
好吧，这时候我们为我们自己来祷告。
Let's pray for yourself.
首先把你的心再一次归给我们的主。
Turn your hearts to God.
说主啊，我要全心全意来遵从你。
And say to Him, I want to exalt you with all my heart.
你是我生命的主。
You are the Lord of my life.
你是我婚姻家庭的主。
You are the Lord of my marriage and family.
你是我工作服事的主。
You are the Lord for my
life. 主啊，我心完全属于你。
For my career and ministry.
我们一起开口来祷告。
Let's pray.
哈利路亚，是的，主啊，在2023年，主啊，把自己交了给主，这样这些事情，交了给主，主啊，这里行政办，主啊，能够行动，主啊，在哦，哈利路亚，是否有的家庭婚姻的主，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，你这里亲自来带领，亲自来引导我们，祝福我们，哈利路亚，哦，谢谢我们的主，谢谢我们的主，哈利路亚，哦，主，我感谢你，我赞美你，哈利路亚，哦，谢谢我们的主，哈利路亚 ，consuming fire。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为我们知道你要为我们做新事。
For we know that you want to do new things.
特别是在2023年的第一天开始。
Especially in this first day of year 2023.
你把你的应许给我们。
You give us your promise.
你说看啊，我要做一件新事。
Say, see, I'm going to do a new thing.
主啊，我们领受这个新事。
Lord, we receive this new thing.
我们期待这个新事。
We in great expectation.
因此我们要做出一切的改变。
Therefore, I want to do make all the changes.
新的改变
new changes.
我们的新的改变
changes in our heart.
我们的行动的改变
changes in our action.
我们的态度的改变
changes in our attitude.
好，让我们2023年不再一样
So that our year 2023 will be different.
我要经历你突破的恩典
want to experience a breakthrough grace.
我们要经历医治
want to experience healing.
我要经历恢复
want to experience restoration.
我要经历复兴和更新。
Revival and renewal.
因为你应许我们要在我们生命当中做新事。
Because you promised to do new things in our life.
我们为你将要做的新事来感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks for the new things that you're going to do.
为你将要在我们的家庭婚姻上做的新事感谢赞美你。
We give thanks for the new things that you're going to do in our marriage and family.
为你在我们的工作服事上要做的新事感谢赞美你。
We also give thanks for new things that you're going to do in our career and ministry.
让你在这一切当中得享一切的尊贵、爱戴与荣耀。
So that you will receive all the honor, glory, and praises.
因为只有你是配得的。
For you alone are worthy.
谢谢我们的主。
We give thanks to you.
这时候，当有我主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父上帝的慈爱。
The love of our Father.
圣灵的交通与感动。
The fellowship of the Spirit.
常常与我们众人同在。
Be with us all.
从今时一直到永永远远。
From now till forevermore.
Amen. Amen. 将荣耀归给我们的神。哈利路亚。告诉旁边人说：新的改变，新的突破。
Tell the one next to you, new change, new breakthrough.
谢谢。